Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Overcomers.ca. The New Jerusalem, Chapter 70. Part of the Kingdom of God, part of this section. The title is The Awesome Eruption. Scriptures. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 10. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Romans 8:23. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians 3:21. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. Exodus 28:17. And then in brackets, note that the carbuncle in the original Hebrew was of the same origin as the emerald of the Greek New Testament version of the description of the foundation of the New Jerusalem. End brackets. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald. Revelation 21:19, American Standard Version. And when Peter saw it, he answered the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this man? Or why fasten ye your eyes on us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made him to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his servant Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied before the face of Pilate, when he had determined to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And by faith in his name hath his name made this man strong, whom ye behold and know. Yea, the faith which is through him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I know that in ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But the things which God foreshadowed by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ should suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that there may come seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, that he may send the Christ who hath been appointed for you, even Jesus, whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, whereof God spake by the mouth of all his holy prophets that have been from old. Moses indeed said, A prophet shall the Lord God raise up unto you from among your brethren, like unto me. To him shall ye hearken in all things, whatsoever he shall speak unto you. And it shall be that every soul that shall not hearken unto that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and them that followed after, as many as have spoken, they also told of these days. Ye are the sons of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his servant, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from your iniquities. Acts 3, verses 12 to 26, American Standard Version. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Acts 3:21. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins, and clothed them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Genesis 3, verses 21 to 24. End scriptures. Two visions. First vision. Then the angel which carried me, supporting me under my right arm, brought me in a moment of time to that place where the angels and the flaming sword kept the way to the tree of life in the midst of the garden. It was there, between the sword and the garden, that I saw a company of prophets laying upon their backs upon the earth, and they all were prophesying. So I inquired of the angel, Who would these be? And the angel answered, These are the prophets that prophesy for the healing of the breach. End vision. Second vision. I beheld then a company as one man coming forth, clothed in dust and earthen vessels, but bursting forth through the soil that they were created in, came forth a glory and a power of the risen Lord from within them as a massive and mighty carbuncle stone. Carbuncle stone. This stone did emerge, breaking up the earth of their clay vessels, and they came forth in bodies made new, bodies that would not die, bodies glorified with the light and glory and honor and power of he whom God did raise from the dead. This one man came forth with this glory, even the glory of God, manifested in such a manner as to eternally change the natural course of this earth. And vision, and visions. The very next thing the Lord is going to do in the earth after the shakings are completed is to raise the overcomers in the first resurrection. Those whose ashes or dust has been long lain in the earth, whose molecules have long since gone as the grass of a field back to the elements of this earthen soil. Even those who have died upon the seas or lakes or rivers, or those who perished at a burning stake or beheading or were consumed by ravenous beasts. All of these whom the Lord knows and by which they testified will be counted as ones who overcame. Their spirits now in the kingdom of heaven will be joined in this resurrection to their bodies once again. But these bodies will not be fashioned as they once were, subject to death or decay. They will be the bodies promised them by their inheritance in the Father, bodies which will be eternal, glorified, everlasting, not just for the ages, but for all eternity. These bodies will mirror what they looked like when they once lived, but in a state of absolute perfection. Those who are yet alive, when the time comes for this to happen, will also be changed while they stand upon the earth. Interjection here, pause. Remember, the title of this is Awesome Eruption. As they move about day by day in this world, in the nitty-gritty of everyday living, of daily tasks and chores, paying bills and working commerce, they who love the Lord enough to also at the same time bear their personal crosses, these will be joined to those who rise in this first resurrection. This is as real as the raising of Jesus was. Their bodies will be made in a moment of time, like the very body that Jesus is now clothed in, a body which once walked the shores of Galilee and preached the kingdom of God. With breath from this world we are alive in right now, their bodies will be fashioned like his body at the first resurrection. This resurrection is not for all of those who loved the Lord and believed in him, but for all of those who loved the Lord and believed in him and overcame. The first resurrection belongs only to the overcomers. It belongs to no other. They overcame by one simple act of faith. They identified themselves with Jesus in his cross, burial, and resurrection by faith. At the first resurrection, that faith will be no more, for what they had faith for will finally be real. They will be in eternal bodies of light and glory. This is the first thing the Lord will do once he is done shaking this earth. Once the constellations are moved out of their places, once the moon is turned to blood and the stars fall from the heavens. For the Lord is out to accomplish one thing which is in his mind, and that is to restore all that fell from his original creation into an eternal state by which all will be totally consumed by the Spirit of love from the Father. And the Father has chosen to do this through those who are called to the first resurrection. For they are that army, that group, that company who emerge as first fruits unto the Lord, the first of the harvest for which Jesus labored and by which he accomplished perfectly the will of the Lord. These are now about to rise in an eternal resurrection. The rest of the dead will not live until the 1,000 years are finished, until the millennial reign of Christ with the overcomers is completed. At that time, the rest of the dead will rise in a general resurrection of which no man will be exempt. My purpose in this writing is not to concentrate on the general resurrection, but on those who will emerge in our day at this time as ones who completely overcame all things. I believe that we are about to see terrible things happen in the earth in the way of shakings and wars that are unprecedented in world history. The groaning of creation will reach a fevered pitch as this creation comes to a point of near total despair, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And those who are overcoming will also come to a place of complete desperation during this time, for they will long for this to be done and completed, so that the calendar may move forward and that the Lord will answer the earth again and raise it unto himself in a righteous and a sanctified standard. The Lord needs to come for that to happen, and his coming will be in the bodies of those who were raised in the first resurrection. This is yet before us after the shakings have done their task. Long has the earth waited for this manifestation to take place, and the Father will not disappoint. The timing of this will be perfect, and each person will know that the Lord did marvelously all his will when this has finally taken place. The glorified ones will be seen walking upon this earth with Jesus in his own body, leading them forward as a company of restorers. For that is what the army of the Lord is. They are restorers of this creation, not just this earth, but the entire cosmos itself, for there will be no limit to the restoration that this company of glorified ones will bring. Coming forth, bursting out of their clay vessels, will be the glory of the carbuncle stone. The carbuncle stone in the ephod was the stone which represented continual revelation, and this is done by the faithful obedience of the overcomer until the time of the revelation of the fullness of the Lord within them. This bursting forth of the glory of the Lord in the life of the overcomer comes by continued obedience to their personal cross and the understanding of the doctrine of Christ, which doctrine is life everlasting. Everything else to them becomes a deception, a ruse, a falsity which the Lord will consume by the brightness of his coming. Those who fall into these deceptions do so because of the strong delusion the Lord sends them, because they had not a love for the truth. So it is in our day. There is a vast array of New Age voices out there which would sway our footsteps away from the cross of self-denial and lead us to the place of an easy path. But Jesus did drink the cup of suffering in Gethsemane, and that is where the true overcomer is at this time, drinking of the very same cup. Yet the thing needed for us for this to take place has happened already. The Lord has seen this willing obedience and has called unto our earthen vessels. That call has come as a singular hope to us, that we will finish this course and will be raised again for the sake of justification and the purpose of completing the revelation of the kingdom of God. So then, what is this glory? It is the glory of the Lord summed up in actual elements which will establish themselves in this world once the curse has ended. The curse is here until the end of all things has come, which needs to be relegated to death and to dying. And the elements of the New Jerusalem, as an outray of his life and glory, will come into this very earth we live in through the bodies of those who are raised in this first resurrection. I'll say that again. And the elements of the New Jerusalem, as an outray of his life and glory, will come into this very earth we live in through the bodies of those who are raised in this first resurrection. These elements are their very life in the Lord, given back to them as ones raised from the dead. The life of the Lord, as he does sit upon the throne, the authority of that throne, the legs of the throne established upon the full principle of his kingdom, and all the elements of paradise that comprise the inner parts of the city of the Lord. Such elements are also never to be dissipated, but instead they will increase and increase until all mankind is partaking of this boundless, unlimited supply. These elements are as follows. There's six items here, and I will number them out. These elements, that's the elements, unbounded supply, the elements of the New Jerusalem. These elements are as follows. Number one, the pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne and out of the Lamb. Waters which will assuage the earth from the burning that has just gone before in the judgment and wrath of the Lord, who would consume all that is of death and of dying. Two, in the midst of this river, and on the banks on either side of it, and as large as the Lord himself, is the tree of life, that new nature which will erase the old, the very sinless, complete nature of the Father in love and purity, and of which no one will be exempt from partaking of its branches. Not one person will be left out of partaking of that tree. Not one person. 3. The tree of life with 12 manners of fruit for each season of fruit. For the Lord will take his time in this age that is dawning to bring forth blessings that men cannot even perceive, and wonderful love and grace and favor upon the ungodly. Such grace is to reveal not just forgiveness, but complete restoration into the love of the Father, such as was demonstrated by his Son in his passion. This fruit is unending in its revelation to this creation, and its scope will never cease until all things are fully restored. 4. There will be no more curse. If you are part of the first resurrection, how thankful and glad you should be. This resurrection is for the purpose of removing the curse. That creation will no more travail, no more be subject to death and to dying. 5. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in this creation. Not a wondering as to where the Lord is, but a knowing worldwide. For all shall see this throne established through the army of the Lord and seen by every single soul in that day. Not just then, but once the reign is consummated, then all nations extinct and present will enjoy this throne together. It is an eternal throne. 6. His servants shall serve him, seeing his face with his name in their foreheads. Not a literal name scratched into their skin, but the mind of the Lord. These will no longer have to question the will of the Lord. They will be the will of the Lord. These servants are they that have overcome all things to view the Lord in the fullness of his glory, and they will reign with him forever. And that's the 6 items of the elements concerning the unlimited supply of the New Jerusalem. Take your eyes off of this temporary shaking and place them upon Jesus alone. He will keep you as you see the systems of man fall apart all around you. Keep your gaze upon him. Do not fear that your needs will be lost or not met during this time of shaking, for the Lord will provide miraculously for his own. The cruse of oil will not fail, nor the bin of flour. The Lord will continually provide for his own. The shakings must be until this resurrection happens. When it does, these inner elements of his city will be openly displayed, and the time of shaking will soon be forgotten. Men will then learn what it means to know the Lord, and the time of this knowledge will come as a fresh breeze of pure air from the life of the Father. Prophecy. Know, my people, that my coming is nigh, not as has been in long years of time, waiting for me to come, but as my purpose in the earth draws to a completion. For this time and the next chapter of my workings continue. Know that my coming is first to be part of this. For my coming will establish my name and my nature in this creation, so that it has fallen no more. Behold, I come in resurrection power to those who obeyed my voice and denied their own life, to those who died to this world and all that men love in it. To them do I come in the power of resurrection life, to break down, discomfit, and destroy all in them that is not of me, and to build, and to raise up, and to establish all that is of me. For I will do a perfect work, and no one will know it to be otherwise. Yea, I am the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the Lord. End prophecy. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.